The next morning the rooftops and walls were crowded once more with men and women, as Nefer made his way out of the gates and down to the field. He was trying not to limp. Despite the salves and unguents that Taita had mixed and that Mintaka had applied, his injuries had stiffened overnight. Krus was standing in the same attitude in which Nefer had left him the previous evening, nose to tail. Nefer began to sing softly as he came through the gate into the field. Krus did not move, but laid his ears flat on his neck and bared his teeth in a vicious grin. Nefer moved round him slowly, singing and whispering to him, and Krus fidgeted and tried to move away, but he was locked in that monotonous circle. Nefer seized the head rope and gently adjusted his knots so that they could be released and dropped with a single movement. Then he moved quietly down Krus's left flank, where he was hidden from the cult. He stroked his back and kept talking as he gathered himself. Then, in one easy movement, he swung up and straddled Krus's back. The colt's entire body convulsed and froze with terror and outrage. He tried to run, but his head was down. He made another uneasy circle. He tried to buck, but the rope jerked up hard around his neck. He stood again, but with his ears laid back. Nefer jerked the tag end of the slipknot, first the one that secured the back leg, then the loop round his neck. The rope dropped away, and Krus lifted his head and arched his neck. For another moment, nothing happened. Then he realized he was free. Like a gull launched into flight, Krus seemed to rise straight up in the air on four stiff legs, with his nose touching his front hoofs. He came down and jumped again, spinning on his tail, twitching from side to side. Nefer stuck to his back like a growth. Krus started to buck, kicking viciously at the sky with both back legs together. In a series of these wild running lunges, he crossed from one side of the field to the other. Then he rose high on his back legs and flung himself over, crashing down on his own spine with a thud that carried clearly to the watchers on the walls, attempting to crush his rider between himself and the earth. Mintaka screamed, expecting to hear the crackle of breaking bone. But Nefer had jumped clear, landing like a cat, and crouched beside the colt, as Krus lay on his back and thrashed his legs in the air. "Only a clever and warlike horse will try like that to kill a man," Taita remarked without emotion. Frustrated, Krus raised himself on his front legs, but before he could scramble back onto all 4 feet, Nefer had vaulted firmly onto his back. The colt stood under him, trembling and shaking his head, then burst into a furious gallop. He tore across the field, stretched in full style, and aimed straight at the fence. Nefer lay stretched out on his neck and shouted at him, "Yes, as fast as you like!" Krus went at the high fence without a check, and Nefer shifted his weight to help him over. They rose together on a great wave of power and sailed clear over the top bar, landing cleanly in balance. Nefer laughed with exhilaration and urged him forward with a thrust of his hips. "Come on, let's see your best speed!" Krus went up the lower slopes of the bleak bare hills like a wild oryx and disappeared over the skyline, heading out into the desert. The cheering and hubbub on the city walls died away, and a profound silence fell.
"We must send someone after them," Mintaka cried in the silence. "Nefer may be thrown. He may be lying out there in the wilderness with his back broken."
Taita shook his head. "It is between the two of them now. Nobody should intervene." They waited on the walls and rooftops while the sun made its noon, then began to sink towards the horizon, but nobody left their position. They would not chance missing the climax of this trial of strength and nerve between man and beast.
"They've killed each other," Mintaka fretted. "That horse is a monster. If it has hurt Nefer, I'll have it destroyed," she vowed furiously. Another hour passed, slowly as dripping honey.
and then a stir ran along the top of the wall. Men jumped to their feet and stared up at the crest of the hills, and a murmur rose slowly to an excited chorus of shouts and laughter. On the skyline appeared a sorry pair. The colt's head was hanging, and his coat was dark with sweat, limed with the salt that had dried upon him. His utter exhaustion was evident in every halting pace he took. On his back, Nefer drooped wearily, and as Krus picked his way down the slope, they could see how Pharaoh's body had been bruised and battered. Krus reached the foot of the hills. He was too far gone to jump the fence again, but he came submissively down the dusty road towards the city gates. Mintaka shouted, "Bachheir, well done, your majesty!" And immediately the cry was taken up and flung from man to man until it echoed from the hills above the fountain of Osiris. "Bachheir! Bachheir!" Nefer straightened on the colt's back and raised one fist high in a triumphant salute. The cheering redoubled. Below the walls, he showed his mastery by putting Krus through a series of turns, first one way, then the other. Then he stopped him with a hand on his withers and made him back up. His commands were almost imperceptible, light pressure of his knees or a toe pressed behind Krus's elbow, or subtle shifts of his weight, but the horse responded submissively. "I fear that he'd broken the colt's spirit," Taita told Mintaka. "But Krus is one of those rare creatures who needs firm treatment rather than kindness. Nefer had to establish his mastery, and Horus is my witness. I have never seen it done so swiftly and completely." Nefer rode in through the city gates and waved up at Mintaka, then went down the long avenue to the cavalry lines. He tethered Krus and held the leather bucket for him to drink. Once the colt had slaked his thirst, he washed off the dust and dried sweat with hot water, then took him out of the stable to roll in the sandlot. He filled his nose bag with crushed durra sweetened with honey, and while Krus ate greedily, Nefer rubbed him down, telling him how brave he was, how they would run the red road together, and Krus switched his ears back and forth as he listened to him. As the sun went down, Nefer spread the straw bedding thickly on the stable floor. Krus sniffed at it, nibbled a mouthful, then lowered himself wearily and stretched out upon his side. Nefer lay down in the straw beside him and pillowed his head on Krus's neck. They fell asleep together, and Mintaka lay alone that night.